The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 190, A Fresh Start.
Kelly and I managed to enjoy a very relaxing crab feast on the banks of the Chop Tank. We were a little sad that Agent Simon and Junior Analyst Jameson weren't able to join us. We wondered what kind of case would require them to return to London immediately. I got up early the next morning and made a nice breakfast to eat out on the patio before we headed out to D.C.
Well, good morning. Oh, you've been busy.
Good morning to you, and yes, I have been busy.
Are those the biscuits Dad used to make?
Just about every morning. Pull up a chair and join me.
You don't need to ask twice. So what do you think Holiday will have to say?
I really have no idea what he'll have for me. But he kind of hinted that you'll be back with Jim once he returns.
Anybody have an idea when that will be? I don't want to be sitting around the house here waiting for old Gadabout to finally come back. I'm hoping there's something I could do in the meantime.
I'm sure that Holiday will have something for you. After all, you got high ratings from the Queen's job, and they weren't from me. Oh, it's Daddy. Hey, what are you up to? And don't say 6-1.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
Hey, Daddy. We're so glad you called.
Is Kelly there, too?
Let me put you on speaker. Okay, you're on.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Kelly, I'm so glad I caught you both together.
What's up?
Well, I think I've found the place for me.
We're guessing it's a cabin high in the Rockies.
Well, it's not exactly a cabin or in the mountains, but it's a nice 1,600 square footer with a clear view of Pike's Peak out my kitchen window and the Rockies out of the rest.
Sounds to me like you found your retirement home.
I'm going through some major downsizing. There are only a few small items I want from Hawk Haven. You girls have to realize that going past that event horizon made me skip a lot of years. I'll send you a list of what I want. You can donate the rest or pass it on to the grandkids.
But what about Hawk Haven? It's a culmination of your life's work.
You girls know that I've left the place to you in my will. I don't need it anymore, and I certainly don't need the money. That's why I had both of your names on the deed. I was thinking ahead. I'll contact my attorney and make sure the paperwork is straight.
Daddy, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, we weren't expecting this so soon.
Well, I'm happy to pass it on to you both. There's plenty of room there, so you two can easily stay out of each other's way.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
Well, maybe not now, but back when you were teenagers.
Okay, well, maybe that's true.
So, I will send you all the info you need along with my address. I expect you to come out here sometime so we can pan for gold.
You got it.
We'll be there. Well, I didn't expect that. Turning Hawk Haven over to us.
And him moving to Colorado on a permanent basis. He had a point, though. He lost a lot of years by being sent to that black hole event horizon.
Do you remember that time I found the old magazine article with him standing by that World War II plane?
Yes, he did everything he could to convince you that he was doing a reenactment at an air show.
And it worked. And all that time you knew the truth and kept it from me.
Think about it, Kelly. Are you going to tell your kids, Mommy has to get into a spaceship and fight aliens, but I'll be home for supper?
No, but I'm not a kid anymore.
Same principle. I didn't tell my partner either, and we trust each other with our lives. He eventually found out, and so did you.
Yeah. He found out because he was shot and went to alternate Earth, and I found out because I hot-wired a stip.
See? Everyone who needed to know found out. Now what do you say? Want to hop the Roosevelt stip?
Ooh, can I drive?
This sleep cycle has concluded. Attention. This sleep cycle has concluded.
Thank you, Georgia. What's our current position?
We are entering Kali-controlled stellar space. I have sent a tracking request to Callie. Approach.
Very well. It didn't take you long to get up.
I drank diet soda last night, remember? Besides, I've always been an early riser. What's our position?
We're inside Callie-controlled stellar space. Approach is tracking us now.
With Captain Tam electing to stay back with her ship, who's going to navigate?
Marco performed pretty well under pressure during that rage attack. What do you think about him?
I think he'll do okay. The Camber has the same navigational system, so it shouldn't be much of a transition. Hey, Jaffra, you look none the worse for wear.
I trust everyone slept well.
And I think some of them are still asleep. We'll need those two at the top of their game since we're two bodies short.
Yes, I was surprised that Captain Tam elected to stay back with our ship, and Jim received new instructions from the controller. Have we heard from Dan Ander yet?
Georgia, have Joe Mac and Marco responded to the alarm?
Affirmative. Both have turned off my alarm. Should I contact them?
If they haven't reported in by the time we begin our descent into Cali, send the alarm again.
Acknowledged.
I'm going to head to the galley and make some coffee. That should wake up those two Joeys.
Gabby, could you clarify for me? Did we take on kangaroos at Boldabar?
Sure, Georgia. We just told them to hop aboard.
Captain, I don't believe we have the proper rations for kangaroos.
Gabby was being facetious. Joey is her slang term for Australian men, Joe Mac and Marco. In turn, they refer to her as a Sheila.
I understand. Like calling the BSS Robo-4 George and me Georgia.
Something like that. Jaffra, would you like to join us in the galley for some coffee?
No, thank you. I'm going to study the Newmark map. Besides, that beverage gets both of my hearts racing.
You have two hearts? I didn't know that.
Yes, most species have two lungs, two kidneys, two eyes. We have two hearts.
I thought there was only one race of beings that had two hearts.
Yes, well, I haven't seen a Time Lord since my last trip to Titan IV. Go on ahead with your coffee. I'll join you later.
I could smell that brewing all the way down the hall. If that doesn't get those two up, we'd better check on them.
Here you go. I don't know how you take yours.
Straight out of the pot.
Keep pouring the coffee. In a big cup.
You're looking a little rough there, Joe Mac.
I'll take some too. In a normal cup?
I'll be fine. It'd take a lot more than that to get me down.
Trust me, he's not joking about that. I've seen him put twice as much as that away and not be fazed.
So, where are we right now?
We've entered Callie's controlled stellar space. It won't be long before we begin re-entry, so drink up.
That's what he was saying last night.
Don't remind me.
Attention, Sheila and the two Joeys. Report to the bridge.
What did she say?
You heard right. I think someone's been educating this Robo-4.
Georgia, we're on our way.
Thank you.
Hey, she heard me call you Joey, and she heard you call me a Sheila, so I had to explain it to her.
Well then, Sheila, lead the way.
By the way, why the name Sheila? Why not Agnes or Betty?
It was an old Irish Gaelic word meaning a weak, effeminate man. Eventually, it was used only as a word for women.
Sort of like sissy.
Isn't that short for sister?
Never mind. All right, Georgia, we're here.
Yes, I have identified you with my facial recognition software.
Well, isn't that special? Captain Nate, you must have summoned us for a reason.
Actually, I'm the one who asked Georgia to summon you. I've been looking over a map of Newmarket. There are only a few places Bella could land the Canberra. My guess is she'll go back to the old hospital area. There's ample room to land, and it's close enough to town.
So, are we going to go straight to the hospital airfield?
I don't want to run the risk of her seeing us or hearing us land there. Our best bet is to land at the spaceport in Newmarket and go from there.
I don't think we should all go at once. Maybe some go to the hospital and others canvass the town?
I agree. We'll need to have myself or Gabby here with the ship in case you need to deploy the Mercury in a hurry.
Not to cast any dispersion on your piloting skills, Captain, but I think I should stay with the Mercury.
But Gabby does have thousands of time units as pilot in command.
I agree. Gabby, you'll have full command of the ship. It might be a good time to follow up on the quartermaster loadout. Make sure we got what we need. That was an awfully fast turnaround on Buldabar.
Will do. I got eyes on everything, and Georgia can compare it to the invoice.
Now that we've settled that much, Jomac, you and Marco will canvass the city limits.
No problems. We know most of the places me old crew frequented. We'll give the city a good going over.
Nate, you and I will use your scout vehicles to investigate the old hotel hospital. I have a feeling that Bella may go there to see if the doctor left anything behind from his makeshift lab.
According to the invoice I received, both vehicles have been serviced and fully charged. Gabby, take over when we're 15 standard minutes out from orbital insertion burn.
Roger that.
Everyone, back here in 45, strapped in and ready to go. We got a ship to find.
Good morning, sir. Early bird catches the worm, is it?
Good morning, Jameson. Leave the door open, if you would. I trust you slept well.
I did, in fact, sir. And how about yourself?
Oh, I enjoyed a real meal in a real restaurant and slept in my own bed. So I can say without hesitation, I had a lovely evening and slept like a baby.
So who is this Doug fellow we're meeting with? It sounded like you knew him.
Yes, we've worked together in the past. He's Agent Dale Doug, not to be confused with the actor Doug Dale. He works in our Foreign Affairs Department, responsible for developing various assets for intelligence gathering.
I see. So it's his department where we suspect a leak?
We haven't determined anything yet, so let's not jump to conclusions. We'll see what he has to say, and we can go on from there.
Not much of a jump, if you ask me.
Is this the office of the great Tony Simon?
Dale! How good to see you again. Please, come in. Dale, this is Junior Analyst Jameson. Jameson, Agent Dale Doug.
Pleasure, sir.
Please, have a seat.
Thank you. Well, I suppose you know I am here.
Director Cage only informed us that several potential assets have disappeared after agreeing to work for us.
Yes. The earliest incident that I was a part of was in 2015.
Yes, the director told us about that one. I understand it has happened since.
Too many times to be a simple matter of cold feet. Our latest was an East Ukrainian. He was posing as a Russian sympathizer. The plan was to have him infiltrate into the Russian army.
Do you think the Russian invasion may have changed things?
If anything, it should have made it easier for him to blend in. Instead, he disappeared without a trace.
What better time to make someone disappear than during wartime?
Earlier, we were discussing the possibility of a leak, or possibly a mole.
I would hate to think that someone in my section was a mole. I think the possibility of surveillance is more plausible.
So you think there is a possibility that perhaps the embassy in Ukraine might be bugged?
Either there or here, or even anywhere the matter may have been discussed.
So, what is it you'd have us to do to assist this investigation?
I am travelling to Kyiv to our embassy. I'll go over security with our people there. In the meantime, start here and go through everyone in my office or anyone who might have had access to this information. I'll provide you with a list of people to begin your investigation.
How long do you expect to be in Kyiv?
Only for a few days. I'll keep in touch. The director will have all of my contact information if you need it. Just keep in mind that we need to communicate any sensitive information on encrypted lines only.
Of course. Have a safe journey. That part of the world is not very stable.
I will. I'll contact the director once I arrive.
Too bad he's not part of the IDF. He could be there in less than a minute.
Yes, well, that's the problem one faces when working with the IDF. Keep track of who is and who isn't in the Federation.
I can see that. It would have been quite awkward if I'd asked him where the Kiev STIP was.
Jameson, let's be glad that you didn't.
Kate, Kelly, it's good to have you back.
Believe me, it's good to be back.
Kelly, how did you like your first field assignment?
Overall, it was a great experience. I enjoyed working with Detective Jocko, but there was an awful lot of sitting around and waiting.
You mean like a trial? You probably spent more time in the office than in the courtroom.
Oh, well, I suppose that's true. At least I got to see and learn a lot about Queens.
Follow me. Sam and Lenora are already here.
Wait, what? Sam and Lenora here? Why?
The director needs to talk to all of you, so he decided to do it all at once. Here we go.
Kate, Kelly, please come in. I think you're well acquainted with Sam and Lenora.
I would think so. Lenora, it's really good to see you again.
It's good to see you too. What's it been, one day?
Hey! How about me?
The jury's still out on you, Sam.
I bet Sam has already found the break room or the cafeteria.
Both, actually. He insisted on getting here early to find out where they were.
Always be prepared, I say.
I'm glad you did your recon, Sam. Now, to the business at hand. Everyone did a very impressive job. Kate, you and Kelly performed well in Queens.
As you heard earlier, Detective Jocko has recommended that you go back to full unrestricted field duty.
And that was very good news.
And Kelly, both Detective Jocko and Agent Nelson recommended you for further training and field certification.
I hope you can relay to them my sincere appreciation for their confidence.
I certainly will, but it was well deserved. Lenora, both Captain Richards and Agent Simon had high praise for the way you easily assimilated into the operation. Sam, you did extremely well also.
It was fun. I got to eat with a fellow countryman, even though he was the enemy.
Simon had already given you high marks for your work in the Johannesburg case. As a result, both of you will undergo full training for Homeland Security and the IDF.
Like weapons training? You are aware, aren't you, that I'm an expert in more weapons than Homeland has ever heard of.
And as a mercenary, I've also fired more weapons than all of your agents combined.
If I may, Director, this is not a case of familiarizing you with weapons. We are well aware that both of you possess tremendous skills. This is just a formality so that there is a record of both of you receiving training as prescribed by our regulations.
Just act interested. Enjoy shooting up some targets and you'll be fine. What's more important is learning our standard operating procedures and other administrative things.
Once you've graduated the course, we can start giving you more field training.
Well, I had to go through it. I think you'll like Quantico. While you're there, you can try to beat Kate's marksmanship score.
Well, now it's gotten interesting.
So what's on the immediate horizon for us?
You will be on call. For now, go back to Hawkhaven and rest. There are a few things in the air. I'll let you know when you're needed for a special mission. Take a couple of days off and come back here for normal duty.
I guess I can handle that.
Kelly, you will return to work with Agent Barnes at his Annapolis Detective Agency. He will be on Boulder Bar until Louie and Hank arrive, so you have a good 3 days before anything happens.
It might be a good time to go back to your Annapolis office and catch up on any mail. Who knows? You may have a case waiting for you.
Yeah, it'll give me a chance to try and clean up the place. Jim is not the most organized person I know.
I can certainly attest to that.
That's about all I have to say, unless there are any questions.
Yeah, who's up for lunch?
Sam, it's only 10 a.m.
Okay, who's up for brunch?
Thank you, Ground. Mercury clear.
Shut down to standby mode.
Aye. Shutting down to standby mode.
Before we depart, everyone, check your radio battery levels. Nate has backup power packs for each of us.
I don't think you'll need these. but it's better to be prepared.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. What would happen if you saw me ship, and couldn't tell anyone?
I think she's got you down, Skipper.
Yeah, yeah, you can all laugh. But what if that really happened? If that happened to me, I'd run after it and take it down myself.
Marco, I'll give you 50 monetary units to steal both his power packs.
Make it 75 and you got yourself a deal.
Very funny, you two.
Gather around this map and let's go over who's covering what.
Seriously, a paper map? These have all been digitized, you know.
Yes, I know, I have one, but I prefer hands-on. You never know when an electronic device will fail. Nate and I will be crossing the bridge here and going up to the old hotel that was converted to a hospital. We'll be on the scout vehicles.
Should be able to see the Canberra from the bridge, if it's there.
There's no guarantee that Bella will park it right by the hospital. You have scout vehicles on your ship, don't you?
Yeah, the same as yours.
Well, that means she could have parked anywhere and used them to visit the hospital and certainly to canvass the area for a crew.
I suppose that's true.
Well, where would you like me and the skipper to concentrate our efforts?
I'll leave that up to you. We'll be covering everything north of the bridge. You know your old crew's habits. Concentrate on where you think they'd be.
Let's see. How many bars are there south of the bridge?
All right, Captain. We're in standby shutdown. Did I hear you say, how many bars are there south of the bridge?
If I'm looking for me crew, that's a good place to start.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
This is important. I want both of you to understand that if you see the Canberra, you will not take any action other than notifying us. Bella and Wi-Fi are my bounties, and they come first. Is that understood?
Don't worry. If I find me ship, you'll have first crack at your bounties.
All right. We'll split up now. Be back here by nightfall. Gabby, please lower the ramp. Be careful out there, and good hunting.
Len?
Agent Barnes, what a surprise. What are you doing here on Baldivar?
Well, long story.
Well, I don't think my lunch break is that long.
Yeah, okay. It's not that long. I was on a bounty mission with Nate and a bounty hunter named Jaffra. Assisting us was the captain from the Ulysses and her pilot and two yokels we picked up on the way.
Yokels? I'm not familiar with that planet.
Yeah, actually, they're from my planet. Yokel's just another slang word for someone as well. How do I explain it?
Goofy?
Yeah, exactly. How do you know that word?
From your friend Nate.
Boy, I tell you what, that guy gets around. Have you ordered yet?
Actually, I just finished. I'm waiting on dessert.
I tell you the truth, I'm not very hungry. I just might have some dessert, too.
Just dessert? Sounds like my kind of diet. Oh, I believe I see the controller.
Oh, great. Does he see me?
Well, he's walking this way, so I think the answer is yes.
Oh, man, I can't seem to get away from that guy.
Lynn, how are things going at the housing office?
People are checking in and checking out. Same old, same old.
Yeah, we're about to partake in some dessert.
That sounds delightful. However, I am currently on a diet. But don't let me stop you.
Would you care to join us?
That's very kind of you, Lynn, but I'll be taking my lunch back to the office.
That sounds familiar. I probably did that for a good 30 years when I was on the force. The Baltimore Police Department, that is.
Let me give both of you some advice. Take time to eat. Make it a leisurely event. It is better for your overall digestion and health.
Yes, Mother. So, is the arrival of our prisoner still on schedule?
That's why I came to talk to you. Lynn, I'm afraid that Agent Barnes is going to have to eat and run.
What's going on?
The deep space STIP with your two prisoners is arriving ahead of schedule. You'll need to get to the receiving station now.
How'll the reunion go between Barnes and Louis? Where do Simon and Jameson begin their investigation? And what new adventure awaits Kate and Kelly? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, An End and a Beginning.